Obviously, I was very privileged to be conferred an honorary doctorate, but I used the opportunity to congratulate all of those who graduated today and to remind them, because there were not only nurses, but there were operating departmental personnel. And I reminded all of them about the privilege of the interface with patients, members of the public who were ill, that were entrusting themselves to their care, and it is a real privilege. I also spoke at length about some of the criticism that nursing has been receiving in the past few years. Most of it ill thought through, ill advised, and frankly, some of the people that are saying these things really don't know what they're talking about. I reminded them that this country should be proud of its young women and men who want to be nurses. Nursing is a wonderful, wonderful occupation. We know that most people that actually come into hospital or have contact with nurses in other settings express extremely high degrees of satisfaction with their care. And we've got to remind ourselves of that, because frankly, at the moment, the image out there is that all nurses are uncaring and lacking in compassion. The reality is quite the opposite.
And why do you think that is happening?
Well, I think it's a cheap shot. 15 years ago, all social workers were portrayed as flaky. Just a few years ago, teachers were portrayed, nowadays they can't even read and write themselves. And it kind of feels like nurses are the next in line. The reality is that there are huge pressures in the NHS. Earlier this week, we had the seminal report by Sir Bruce Keogh. He was quite clear that in many cases there are simply insufficient nurses to do the job properly. And where you have that, you do have these poor standards of care. We've never denied that there are poor standards. Where we depart from our critics is we don't see it as simplistically as, the trouble is nowadays they don't care. I mean, why do they go into this job? Nobody makes them go into this job. They certainly don't go into it for the pay. There are plenty of other occupations that they could do. I think we've always acknowledged that there are real challenges to do with standards of care, and every now and then you will come across a nurse who behaves in a way that they ought not to, and that nurse, those issues need to be addressed. But I'm absolutely convinced the vast majority of nurses are nothing other than decent people wanting to do a decent job, but frequently they're in situations where there just are not the resources to do the job properly. You end up with poor standards, but not because nursing's gone bad.
What would your sort of one message be to people who are here today, who are kind of about to go into the world of work?
Remember that most of your patients still express very high degrees of satisfaction with nursing care, and it truly is a wonderful occupation. You can work in a huge variety of settings, and not that I want to lose nurses from the United Kingdom, but it's a passport overseas. People go off to America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the Middle East, and many of them go for just a few years, and they come back with enhanced skills. As I say, I want to keep people here in the UK, but it's a passport for life, and they should feel very proud of what they've achieved today, and I wish them all the success in their careers.